Welcome to KXCI Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez-Andriada, and I'm an assistant professor of soil, water, and environmental science at the University of Arizona. Today, gives me great pleasure and honor to interview and hear about the research and work of Norma Villagomez Marquez. Norma, why don't you talk to us about what year you are and the department you're in?
Of course. I'm a third-year PhD student majoring in soil water science in the Department of Soil, Water, and Environmental Science, the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, and I have a minor in analytical chemistry.
Nice. Very nice combination. So let's talk about the lab you're in and the type of research you're doing for your PhD.
I'm in several labs. My most active role is in Dr. Shover's biogeochemistry lab. But I spend most of my time in ALEC, which is the Arizona Laboratory for Emerging Contaminants. And I'm also a team member in the Ramirez Integrated Environmental Science and Health Risk Laboratory.
Awesome. Well, it's really great to hear how students are getting a variety of experiences. So why don't we unpack one of those lab experiences and talk about the research you're doing, too?
Yes, it would be my pleasure. I am in a project, Project Harvest, and we investigate the presence of organic pollutants in harvested rainwater, and we do that using analytical techniques like liquid chromatography and high-resolution mass spec.
Wow. So how's that process going for you?
I've become really in love with mass spec. I've taken many classes to try to understand, it's not just plug and chug. I really want to understand the dynamics inside the machine, and so I really enjoy it. It's tough, but it's fun.
Great. So you rely heavily on the mass spectrometer. Can you just maybe imagine you're talking to like a sixth grader?
Okay.
How would you define the process?
Okay. Well, there's two components. When we have a sample, we can't just take the sample and plug it into the machine. So we have to first separate. So we use liquid chromatography to separate the mixtures, and then we use mass spec to provide the structural identities of those components. In this case, we're looking at organic pollutants, and then they include some pesticides and industrial compounds.
What do you imagine doing, or what are your plans after you graduate with your PhD from the U of A?
I think from an early age, I've always been mesmerized by water. Its translucent quality. And so I think my passion, my background in science and engineering is to address water-related environmental challenges and make meaningful contributions to society. I view science and engineering as powerful tools to which bring positive change to the world. And I also understand that interdisciplinary research on the environment and society is crucial because communicating science involves a combination of multiple disciplines.
And today you've done a great job of expressing your passion and explaining the science that you're doing. And so on a lighter note, when you're, you know, cranking through all those samples and hanging out in ALEC, the Arizona Lab for Emerging Contaminants at the U of A, what do you listen to? What's your favorite band or song?
I've been listening to, it's really odd because I hadn't listened to him before, but I've been listening to John Mayer's New Light song. It's really quite very nice and relaxing.
She's dancing right now in the studio. Well, that's great. Well, again, it's an honor to have you. Thank you for all your hard work, and we look forward to seeing your what you become and your contributions in the field of science. Thank you so much, Norma.
Thank you.